with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. In a victory for clean water activists in Baltimore, the Maryland Department of the Environment has decided to halt the city's practice of secretly dumping millions of gallons of raw sewage into the Inner Harbor. In an email on Friday, the state agency said it will require the Baltimore Department of Public Works to start following a state law that requires public notification for sewage discharges of more than 10,000 gallons. David Flores, the Baltimore Harbor waterkeeper, said the public reporting of sewage overflows is important.
There's no reason why the city shouldn't be sharing that data with the public. People need to know when there are millions of gallons or tens of thousands of gallons of sewage entering into our waterways, especially downstream here in the Inner Harbor, where we have folks boating and recreating pretty regularly.
This change and improved transparency by the city came in part because of this radio program's investigation of the issue with the Environmental Integrity Project, David Flores, and the Baltimore Brew News Blog. An investigative report about the problem, funded by the Able Foundation, found that secret sewage dumping is a major source of contamination for the Inner Harbor. Levels of fecal bacteria in the harbor are sometimes 400 times what is safe for kayaking and people using paddle boats. Federal and city records show that from December 1st through March 31st, Baltimore intentionally dumped 38 million gallons of sewage into the harbor's main tributary, the Jones Falls, but failed to issue the required public notifications to warn people more than two-thirds of the time. Over the previous 5 years before December, the city released 335 million gallons of sewage into the Jones Falls in 106 incidents, but notified the public only 3% of the time, records show. The history of the problem is this. The city's sewer system is more than a century old, and its pipes are leaky and overwhelmed. Since 2002, the city has been under a federal consent decree to upgrade the system and stop all sewage spills by January 1, 2016. The city had more than 14 years and $1 billion to complete the work, but finished only about half of the required upgrades by the deadline. Now the city is negotiating with federal and state authorities on a revised consent decree with an extension of time. This revised consent decree is expected to be released in the next few days. As part of this, the city must have a new emergency response plan that requires it to notify the public about all sewage discharges in the future. In a written statement on Friday, Jay Apperson, the spokesman for the Maryland Department of the Environment, or MDE, put this in more technical terms, saying, quote, "We have told the city that they will have to revise their emergency response plan and submit it to EPA and MDE for approval, and that the revision must include a description of how they will provide notice to the public of an unpermitted discharge from the collection system, including outfalls 67 and 72, unquote. These are the two outfalls on the Jones Falls, upstream from the Inner Harbor, from which the city has been intentionally releasing millions of gallons of sewage to relieve pressure on the overwhelmed pipe system during rains. Without releasing the sewage, more homes would be flooded, the city has argued. This requirement for increased transparency and reporting by the city is good because it will help put public pressure on the city to accelerate its much-delayed sewer upgrade work, and finally clean up Baltimore's historic and economic heart, the Inner Harbor. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.